It Started With a Kiss, written by Miranda Dickinson and read by Meera Dovreni. When it comes to telling your best friend that you love him, there are generally two schools of thought. One strongly advises against it, warning that you could lose a friend if they don't feel the same way. The other urges action, because unless you say something, you might miss out on the love of your life. Unfortunately for me, I listened to the latter. The look in Charlie's midnight blue eyes said it all. I had just made the biggest mistake of my life.
Sorry?
Perhaps he hadn't heard me the first time. Maybe I should say it again. I said, "I love you, Charlie." He blinked.
"You're not serious, are you?"
"Yes." I could feel a deathly dragging sensation, pulling my hope to oblivion. Gone was the trademark Charlie grin that had been so firmly in place only moments before. In its place was a look I didn't recognise, but I knew it wasn't a good alternative.
How long have you...
I dropped my gaze to the potted plant beside our table. A long time, actually. Maybe I should have worn something a bit more potential girlfriend material today. But then this morning, when I pulled on my trusty jeans and purple sweater dress, I wasn't expecting to have this conversation. And judging by the look of sheer horror on Charlie's face, it wouldn't have made a difference if I'd been sitting opposite him in a designer gown and diamonds. This was such a mistake.
But we're mates, Rom.
Yeah, of course we are. Look, forget I said anything, okay? He was staring at his latte like it had just insulted him.
I don't know how you expect me to do that. You've said it now, haven't you? I mean, it's out there.
I looked around the busy coffee shop. It was overcrowded, with disgruntled Christmas shoppers huddled ungratefully around two small tables, on chairs greedily snatched from unsuspecting single customers. I think it's safe to assume that none of that lot heard anything. As attempts at humour go, it wasn't my finest. I took a large gulp of coffee and wished myself dead. Charlie shook his head.
That doesn't matter. I heard it. Ah, Rom, why did you say that? Why couldn't you just have...
I stared at him. Just have what?
Just not said anything. I mean, why me? Why put this on me now?
I hated the look of sheer panic in his eyes. He'd never looked at me that way before. In my perennial daydream about this moment, it had been so very different.
Oh, Romilly, I've loved you forever too. If you hadn't told me, we could have missed each other completely.